Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Maybe you don't use a lot of apps, but you're still swiping, scrolling, tapping on your smartphone or other mobile device. If you're doing this for several hours each day, you may find your hands and fingers are stiff, cramped, or painful. Like any repetitive task, using your smartphone for texting and internet surfing can cause problems over time.
There are ways to minimize the pain and keep your hands in good health. Here with guidance and advice on avoiding smartphone-related hand issues is Dr. Daniel Paulich, an orthopedic hand surgeon who is co-director of the New York Hand and Wrist Center of Lenox Hill Hospital. He's widely recognized as one of New York's leading doctors in the comprehensive management of complex hand, wrist, and elbow disorders.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Paulich. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
These devices are in our lives, and we don't notice anything's wrong until it happens. But you see it on the other end. So in the last 5 to 10 years, have you seen a rise in the number of patients complaining of pain or injuries from smartphone or mobile device overuse?
Well, great question. It's certainly something that's in the media quite frequently. It's hard to it's hard for us to know on our front if it's all coming from smartphone use and repetitive use. Certainly, overuse syndromes have been there since the computer was invented, and we see these overuse symptoms on patients that are coming in from typing 14 hours a day. It makes intuitive sense that yes, people are having these problems, more frequently. I think the ones that are glaringly obvious are the young teens that are coming in now with hand complaints, which normally you wouldn't see because it's typically someone who comes in who's a little bit older that has these complaints. But certainly, the smartphone epidemic is out there, and we're all using it, and I'm guilty just as much as probably you both are.
So when teens come in complaining of hand pain, what are they experiencing?
There's a variety of symptoms that you can get from overuse of any sort of device, whether it's a keyboard or a smartphone. I know when the BlackBerry first came out, we coined the term BlackBerry thumb, and now it seems that BlackBerry thumb has been surpassed by, Apple thumb or whatnot. But there are various conditions. So most of them are various tendinitises. The tendons glide through these very tight tunnels, and there's very little room for any additional inflammation. So with overuse, specifically, a lot of people type using their thumbs predominantly as opposed to a keyboard where you spread it out over 10 fingers. But when you're typing with your thumbs, it's your thumb that's striking every single note. You can get inflammation of the tendons, and now they can't glide smoothly through these tunnels. And the next thing you have pain and swelling or catching or triggering, and it can develop into something called a trigger finger or trigger thumb, which is actually the proper name. So you get all these tendinitises. It can happen in any finger. It can happen in any small compartment. There's another compartment in the wrist where a tendon that extends your thumb goes through a tight tunnel, and you can have that problem as well. We've also seen carpal tunnel syndrome as a result of overuse, because when you're texting, you generally are holding your wrist flexed and your elbows bent, and that can exacerbate carpal tunnel type picture. So it's a variety of symptoms. It's not one specific location that we're talking about.
I think of this in my own life because I have kind of an oversized cell phone, and I wonder about how I'm holding it, and I'm kind of overstretching in a way that in the rest of my life, I wouldn't be holding anything with my hand so flexed open. Forget about the typing. Just holding on to this phone presents a problem. I'm wondering if you see that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the larger the phone, probably better for the fingers, because your fingers are spread out and they don't require extreme flexion to type. The catch of that is the larger the device, the heavier it is, and now you're carrying this additional weight for 3, 4, 6, 12 hours a day. So there's a balance there. And I think it's like anything else that we tell our patients or our family members, it just has to be in moderation. And you want to practice the best ergonomic way you can. So with your wrists as straight as possible, with your elbows not extremely flexed as if you're holding the phone right up to your face. You want to take frequent breaks. I'm a big fan of voice texting, which really is quite remarkable on the Apple device. That really can, someone who's having a lot of pain in their thumbs or texting with their index fingers, voice texting can really make a big difference. Some other tricks that we've said is if you're a thumb texter, then maybe, you know, switch to your index finger. If you're holding the phone vertical, you can now obviously flip it and type it in the horizontal position. You can type while putting the phone on your desk or on a table and use your index fingers. So just changing it up and balancing it. And obviously, if symptoms persist, you know, see a healthcare professional.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking about smartphone and tablet-related hand issues with our guest today. Dr. Daniel Pollich is an orthopedic hand surgeon. He's co-director of the New York Hand and Wrist Center at Lenox Hill Hospital. You know, you mentioned using the voice texting, but one thing about that, you're always correcting the dictation, but at least then it's cutting down on how much your thumb is being used during a regular text.
Sure, absolutely. It definitely cuts down on the total amount of dictation time, but you certainly have to study it. And we've all seen those inadvertent text messages where you sent something you didn't mean to say. So you definitely want to check that. And I think the devices are getting smarter in this way. If there's common errors that you see that your smartphone is constantly getting it wrong, there are ways that you can change it so it does improve as you go.
How do you know when it's time to see a doctor? Is it one of those things where if you get it early, you'll prevent more damage to your fingers?
Yes, most of the things that you develop from overuse on a smartphone, it does not happen overnight. It comes on slowly, and it gets worse, and it doesn't go away with rest. So initially, you may feel symptoms, so you stop doing it, or you change it, it goes away, and then it may not present for another week or two. But as those intervals of pain-free time get smaller and smaller, that's telling you that, you know, you may need to seek some healthcare advice. Obviously, if you see any visible swelling or catching or triggering or you're getting numbness or tingling, any of that, I would recommend seeing a healthcare provider just to make sure, because it's not always related to repetitive, you know, stress and repetitive use.
We see that kids are starting sports younger and younger. They're specializing, they're doing clinics, and they really cause some problems. And now we see kids younger and younger getting smartphones, and they don't talk like the adults do. They text. So I would imagine they're texting with hands and fingers that are not fully developed. What do you think in terms of guidelines? How young should you put a phone in a child's hands? I mean, have you seen problems coming in with children very young?
Fortunately, I have not seen that. I don't think it's a physical necessarily problem. I think there's a lot of studies and literature about there about the mental risks and benefits with long using device or video games in children. So I think, you know, when to give a child a cell phone or a smartphone is a very personal decision based on the child, the parent, the situation. So I haven't seen any physical problems at a very, very, you know, young age. But that's an interesting thing that you bring up. Like in childhood, Little League, they limit Little League baseball pitchers to a certain amount of pitches that they're allowed to do each year. And as they get older, they can do it because it can cause harm in their elbow. We have not seen that yet in their hands, but I hope we do not. But that's interesting. Obviously, limiting the amount of time, I think, in general is probably good for children. And there are all sorts of applications that you can put on and parents can put on that monitor how much time the device is being used and with lockouts and things such as that. Even my own children, when they're using their iPad too much, we'll say, well, we're going to put the lockout on if you keep this up. So it's a question, but I don't think we have the answer yet.
If you had to put a time restriction on all of us for using these devices continuously to alleviate problems in our hands, what would that time be?
I couldn't offer a number for you. It's just, you know, some people can run 3 miles and that's perfectly fine for them. Some people can run 10 miles. I think it's very, very individualized. Believe me, I would love to put down my smartphone as well. My patients, I don't think they would like it if I put my smartphone down. My wife would love it if I put it down.
recommendations on smartphone-related hand issues, how to handle them, how to cut back. Using voice texting, as you pointed out, a very good idea. Dr. Daniel Pollich is an orthopedic hand surgeon who is co-director of the New York Hand and Wrist Center at Lenox Hill Hospital. He's widely recognized as one of New York's leading doctors in the comprehensive management of complex hand, wrist, and elbow disorders. Dr. Pollich, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you.